Scent of a Predator, Memory and Why Abuse Should Never Prescribe. This week's piece opens with a visceral detail. Justo José Ilaraz, a former Argentine Catholic priest, used Old Spice cologne, a scent that haunts his victims decades later. This motif of memory sets the stage for a deep exploration of clergy sexual abuse, institutional complicity, and legal impunity in Latin America with consequences in the United States, focusing on Argentina but connecting to broader regional patterns. At its core, the article documents the case of Justo José Ilaraz, who served as tutor and spiritual guide at the Paraná Minor Seminary from 1985 to 1993. Ilaraz was convicted in 2018 for aggravated sexual abuse but ultimately walked free after Argentina's Supreme Court dismissed the case on statute of limitations grounds. The Vatican, however, took the rare step of laicizing him in 2024, expelling him from the clerical state, a sanction reserved for the gravest offenses. The author argues that both criminal and canonical systems recognized the severity of Ilaraz's actions, but only the Church imposed a lasting penalty. The narrative situates Ilaraz's crimes within a broader institutional context. Paraná, under the leadership of Adolfo Tortolo and Estanislao Esteban Carlic, became a haven for radical conservative Catholic clergy, including Carlos Miguel Buela, founder of the Institute of the Incarnate Word, IVE. The article traces how Tortolo's dual role as Archbishop of Paraná and military bishop allowed him to shield hardline priests, creating an environment ripe for abuse and cover-up. The legacy of Argentina's dictatorship, 1976-83, and the Church's entanglement with state power are presented as key factors in the failure to protect potential victims. The piece highlights the paradox of moral authority. Figures celebrated for defending human rights during the dictatorship, like Carlic, later failed to confront predators within their own ranks. Institutional mechanisms designed to combat oppression were repurposed to silence survivors. The psychological barriers for victims, especially those from rural, traditional families, are explored through the testimony of Hernán René Roche, who has fought for justice for 34 years. Roche's account underscores the lifelong impact of abuse. The article connects the Ilaraz case to similar patterns across Latin America, referencing recent events in Chile and Mexico. It argues that legal impunity, often achieved through procedural dismissals, sends a dangerous signal to abusers. If testimony can be suppressed long enough, the authorities will guarantee their freedom. The survivors' push to bring their case before the Inter-American Court of Human Rights is framed as a landmark challenge to state-sanctioned impunity. The article documents a case that hopefully will set lasting precedent in Latin America, where several countries face similar dilemmas further worsened by a legal tradition where prescription has been repeatedly used by those in power to avoid accountability. It argues that prescription enables impunity in clerical abuse cases across Latin America. A brief postscript connects the Argentine story to wider church dynamics by referencing the Institute of the Incarnate Word and a recent Chicago case involving a priest associated to that order. The author uses this to reinforce the series through line: abuse, institutional handling, and consequences do not remain confined within national borders, and decisions made in one context echo across the broader Catholic world and its diaspora communities.